I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Expect a high near 80 degrees. As Illinois closes in on its second full year without a budget, the top leaders of the General Assembly met yesterday, the first such meeting this year. State House reporter Brian Mackey was there. He says there were some signs of progress.
House Speaker Michael Madigan has consistently objected to Governor Bruce Rauner's making his political and economic agenda a prerequisite for passing the budget. Fast forward to Sunday's meeting, and Madigan says Republicans were still talking about what he calls off-budget issues,
which prompted me to tell them that I would add items to the off-budget list.
Madigan says he expects three things from Rauner: signing the Democrats' big education funding overhaul, letting Illinois regulate workers' compensation insurance rates, and slowing down a big change in the Medicaid program. Instead of attacking, House Republican leader Jim Durkin said,
I think the fact that they're willing to negotiate, to me, is a little more movement than we've seen in the past.
The next big deadline for the budget is Friday at the end of the current fiscal year. I'm Brian Mackey.
While Illinois leaders are talking about budgets, local school leaders are working on the coming academic year. Central Junior High School Principal Charlie Cass says the state only sent them a quarter of their expected categorical funding for state-mandated programs like special education and transportation this past academic year. The school sold bonds to get them through the year, but without the categorical payments, their emergency money will have to cover gaps left by the state.
By the research that worked for kids, we couldn't offer those things anymore. So, you know, a lot of times we focus on the politics of school funding and how it affects, those guys in Springfield. But what it really truly affects is what's on the ground, and those are the kids. And in a way, they're starving our kids out, and then it's not good for schools.
Cass points out he's seen a big change since he started 6 years ago. At first, he says, they had a surplus. They were able to fund programs their students needed at Central Junior High. Now, they've had to cut everything to the bare minimum and lost art classes and band, reduced to lessons from a retired teacher. The state has until Friday to finalize a budget. Some Democrats are commending Governor Bruce Rauner for signing into law a controversial measure that's meant to address Chicago's gun violence. Under the new law, repeat gun offenders would face up to 14 years behind bars. Democratic Senator Kwame Raoul helped push the legislation.
I learned the news of somebody shot a few hundred feet from my front door. This has got to stop. This is a piece of what we can do. This is not going to do it by itself. We have to continue work on this.
Several other Democratic lawmakers voted against the measure. They say it would only lock up African Americans for longer, and it doesn't address economic issues that sometimes drive gun violence. We've got a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. High 80. I'm Jennifer Fuller.